Chris Hipkins is still the leader of the Labour Party. His caucus voted to keep him on, despite leading them to their second worst result in more than a century. For this week's podcast, which drops at 4pm tomorrow, I talked to two former Prime Ministers who worked in government with Winston Peters. I wanted a steer on what he's like, how he negotiates, what works, what doesn't, and what Christopher Luxon should be wary of. One of those former PMs is Helen Clark, and I took the opportunity on a late-night call to Toronto to ask her about the future of Labour, whether Chris Hipkins is the right man to lead the party into the 2026 election, just how badly bruised the party is, how they bring it back, can they bring it back? I thought you might want to hear that part of the chat in the wake of the leadership vote and to whet your appetite for the full interview. So here you go.
Do you think Chris Hipkins made the right call rolling Winston Peters out?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I certainly didn't rule New Zealand First out in the 96 campaign or the 2005 campaign because you could see that you may need to talk. So by and large, I think my history was not one of, stirring up enmity as it were. But, different times, different personalities, different issues coming to the fore. I may have had the luxury of simpler times than those that people were campaigning in this time.
One thing that people in the Labour Party that I've spoken to have said is that after you stood down on election night in 2008, the party didn't properly regroup even from then, and it hasn't properly kind of worked out what it is and what it wants to be and its kind of future vision and all the big stuff. How does Labour do that now? Can it bring itself back from this kind of multiple personality drubbing that it faced at this election?
Yeah, it's been a drubbing, and it's a bit worse than the 1996 drubbing, obviously. But I don't think our government was defeated because it was a bad government. It's just people get sick of you, and they want something new. And I wonder whether, in the turbulent times in which we live, whether 6-year governments might become more regular than 9-year governments, because the issues are very, very tough. They're very, very tough. The world is much more volatile. So I think that when I went, there was a natural successor, which was Phil Gough, and he fought a credible campaign. But John Key was at the height of his powers then, so he was hard to beat. And then, of course, when Phil went, the party went through the roller coaster that we've seen, for example, the Australian Liberal Party or the Australian Labor Party or the British Conservatives or whoever go through.
The National Party in opposition this last time round.
Yeah. And until you stabilise, you don't have a show. So I think right now the key thing for Labor will just be to stabilise and say, right, we're going to take this on the chin. We're going to, process what happened, really think about, what could we have done. I'll make one point. That the last Prime Minister who came into office mid-term, who won the next election, was Peter Fraser 80 years ago in the middle of World War II.
Yeah.
So in a sense, Chris Hipkins was trying to do something that no one has done in 80 years. So that was a very steep hill to climb.
To that end, should he be given another chance? Is he the right person to lead the Labour Party into 2026?
Well, he could well be. He's a young man. He's got energy. He will have learnt from this experience. I think, for example, of old colleague and friend Jens Stoltenberg, who's now the head of NATO. He came into office midterm as a young PM, didn't win the next election, stayed as leader of the opposition, improved his performance, and had a long term in government. So, there are examples like that where you can learn from a drubbing and come back. I think what I would encourage is no headless chook behaviour, but really a very honest self-appraisal as to what went wrong. It won't be any one thing. It's an accumulation of many things. So what could they have done to change the dynamic? Maybe nothing, given that no one had succeeded in doing what Chris Hipkins was trying to do in 80 years.
Do you think there's anyone else in the caucus that could step up?
Who knows? I mean, there's senior people, there's more junior people. I think for now they just need to steady the ship and undergo a thorough and honest analysis, which I would expect them to do, as to what happened. Not easy. You know, it's tough to be defeated. I've been defeated. I've had great wins. You know, there's highs and lows in politics, and the lows are tough.
Does steadying the ship, sorry, I'm now taking liberties and it's way after midnight there, but I'm just so interested in your insights. Does steadying the ship mean retaining the captain, the same captain at the helm? Do you think just keep Chris Hipkins in place for now is the best option for Labor?
Well, they've got the 100 days, haven't they?
Mm.
And that's a bit of time also to process what happened, and then I think to have a full and honest conversation on the caucus. And the issue always is the caucus convinced that anyone else can do better? You know, I lost in 96, and I'd had a lot of internal opposition in my first 3 years as leader of the opposition. But I got a better result than people expected, and I stayed on. And the rest of history, I went on to have 9 years in government. So we shouldn't assume that a leader who's led the party to defeat needs to go. You have to have a proper analysis. And, you know, my attitude always was when I was under pressure, well, show me who can do better. Show me who can do better. And that, I think, will be the question probably Chris Hipkins needs to ask and ask the colleagues. Can anyone do better?
Are you unwilling to outright endorse him? Is that or?
No, I don't want to get involved in the debate because it's not for me. You know, I'm a card-carrying member and a well-wisher, and I'll support whoever is the leader. You know, I've got a lot of time for Chris. You know, like Jacinda, like Grant Robertson, he was a young staffer in my government. I know and love them all and only wish the best for them.
That was former three-time Labor Prime Minister Helen Clark. I spoke to her and former National PM Jim Bolger for this week's episode of the Tova podcast, Working with Winston. I loved speaking to them both. Such fascinating insights into what it's like to need Winston Peters in government and what they think it will be like for Chris Luxon this time round. Stay tuned for the full episode tomorrow afternoon. You can follow the show on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and you can listen to every episode there or via stuff.co.nz/Tova. Thanks for listening. Ka kite.
Holding the powerful to account takes time and resources. Show your support and visit stuff.co.nz/contribute. That's stuff.co.nz/contribute.
Kia ora, I'm Adam Blair. I played the great game of rugby league for the Storm, Tigers, Broncos and the Mighty Warriors.
And I'm Goran Paladin, sports presenter and rugby league fanatic.
I won a World Cup too. I played 51 tests for New Zealand.
Yeah, he's a national treasure, people. Come on. Blairy and I, we're joining forces for a brand new rugby league podcast called League of Our Own.
Each week we talk Kiwis across the NRL and of course everything Waz.
All the big names, the big stories.
And some of my own stories too.
Well, if we can make them fit.
We'll make time.
Okay. League of Our Own with Blairy and Goran. Proudly brought to you by Snap Rentals.
You can listen through stuff.co.nz or wherever you get your podcast.
Mate, your stories are way too long, eh?
Nah, we've got to take them on a journey.
Oh, the journey. Yeah, of course.